There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, you want experience during your football season? Well, buckle up, sweet cheeks.
That's all we need.
We've got all the experience in the world. This is I Want Your Flex with Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon. Mike and Dan break down everything you need to set your lineups. From position rankings to starts and sits, the guys help you make those hard decisions. And now, let's get your flex on. Here's Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon.
A doubleheader wrapped up week two in the National Football League. Get Mike on Twitter at Swollen Dome. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. That's where you can find us if you have any fantasy questions or advice, or just want to tell us you love the pod or hate the pod, or you could just tell me how bad some of my picks were. Mike, this is how I'm going to start out the pod, not even with the doubleheader. I got a question this week from a guy who asked Jalen Waddle or Christian Kirk. Okay?
Okay.
Week two, you know?
Yeah.
I said go with Kirk, and you're like, awesome, you know, what, six catches?
It's pretty damn fine return
yards.
Right there. Yeah.
Yeah, only to have, like, Jalen Waddle have the game of his life against the Miami Dolphins, and still it's held against me. You know, so, like, even when you win at times in fantasy football, you end up losing, and that is how I start the show, because I thought, hey, all right, look at this. You know, Christian Kirk's in the end zone. I gave Brandon some good advice. And then little did I realize I didn't give him the better advice. Oh, well, here we are in week two of the National Football League season.
Six catches on six targets, 78 yards and two. And you did a terrible job. What a joke. But I mean, it reflective, right? I do the rankings and I post them up on Fantasy Pros. And where I think the meat of it is, like, I don't care about their scoring and whatever except to laugh at where you rank. And some weeks it's fun. Right, you get those top 15 ordered, right? Whatever. I think those are generally guys you're going to start anyway, right?
Yep.
Quarterbacks. And running back. Where the meat is the RB2s and the third wide receiver, fourth wide receiver, flex kind of thing. And I made some pretty gutsy calls, I thought, that played off for people. Does it reflect in those Fantasy Pros rankings? No. I look like a dope,
sure.
But that's fine.
Yep.
Because overall, you know, the sit starts that I got from people, I think I steered most people okay. And in the end, I don't play the games. My job is to get you to click on the guy and convince you that that's the side to play. And if we're all wrong, we're all wrong together.
Oh, I hope Brandon won his fantasy game.
I hope
because
so.
I felt like I gave him good advice, and it was good advice. It just wasn't great advice.
But that's it was great advice until the fourth quarter and when Baltimore laid down.
That's true.
Lamar Jackson's got to go Iron Man and start playing safety.
It's crazy. I had a guy in one of my leagues. It's our longstanding lead. He had Waddle on his bench. And, you know, I don't know how many people were really starting Tua unless in deep leagues or
I had a bit of best
leagues,
ball.
But,
that's it.
There you go. Yeah. So there was probably some two on the bench that unfortunately people couldn't cash in on. But week two is a wrap. I guess the lasting thing that I just want to touch on before we kind of get into the fantasy stuff and numbers and players, did you like the doubleheader and how it was laid out on Monday night?
Yeah, for me, since I was on air for a good chunk of it, it's cool because I just got two games on, much like, you know, you do on Sunday afternoons and Fox Football Sunday. So Smith and I were in the studio breaking it down. So it gave us – I mean, both games sucked. I guess that's the only thing to complain about. Every time the Eagles opened the door for the Vikings to make it a game, they shot themselves in the foot. One with Irv Smith Jr. high with a drop that'll match Watson or – oh, insert any wide receiver that lets you down. And then Captain Kirk decided, I'm going to keep throwing it to Justin Jefferson. Doesn't matter that Darius Slay is absolutely eating his lunch right now. I'm going to keep putting it over there.
It was nighttime. So it was nighttime with
Kirk
Cousins.
No, it is Kirk.
You know what happens. Yeah. Yeah, that ends up happening. You had content. I had trouble. I did not enjoy it.
As
much as I thought that I would. It was nice to have a bit of an earlier start for the first game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for us on the West Coast, it started pretty early. It started at 4:15,
right.
And then the second one was a little bit later than what they normally do, but that wasn't – so the ending wasn't anything different. But, you know, you had a serious injury in the Buffalo game.
Yes.
That there was a stoppage of play. And so the staggering of the game that I'm sure that they had hoped, I don't think played out. And to your point of, you know, the lopsided sort of games, maybe it was better that they were lopsided because I would have felt bad if I was missing one game and not seeing the other. It was a weird watch for me. I liked the old way when you did the doubleheader and having, you know, the standalone because you had the one
sure.
East Coast and the one, you know, West Coast, or at least, you know, later on in the day or in the evening. I did not like the staggering of this. I am not a fan. It's enough that we have to do it on a Sunday with, you know, 7, 8, or 9 games and then 3, 4, or 5. To do it on a Monday night where there seems to be a little bit more cachet, I was not a fan of it. And plus, you're sitting there and you're trying to deal with fantasy endings, and a lot of people are dealing with their fantasy weeks. You don't know on what game to watch. You know, you're watching Miles Sanders on one TV, and then you're watching Devin Singletary on another. Not really Devin Singletary because he was hardly touching the football, but you get my drift.
No,
it was
absolutely.
It was a tough follow.
No, I agree with you. I think on the overall is staggered. I'll be curious to see when they do it next year because it's going to happen 3 times from all reports,
yeah.
Right? That, you know, whether they go back to, you know, my philosophy on a lot of things is dance with who brung you. And that system had always seemingly worked to me. So changing it up, a bit of a pain, no question about it. A lot of fantasy implication, a lot of stars and would-be stars, some shone brightly. And like I said, with Captain Kirk, we thought it could be different, Dan, and it wasn't. And disappearing acts in that game. But for the content machine that is the NFL week, plenty of storylines emerge once again.
I know some people are probably frustrated who had Gabriel Davis and then he didn't play,
yeah.
But that was to Stephon Diggs' benefit as he had the enormous game. And Josh Allen was Josh Allen. And Jalen Hurts is becoming Jalen Hurts for what he did for Philly in the win. So there were some bright spots Monday night, even though I didn't necessarily love the structure of it. I will say this. I like the 7 early games. I think 8 or 9 is a little bit too much. We had 5 in the late window on Sunday. I was more of a fan of that than maybe just sitting there stuck with 3.
Yeah,
I think 7's a good number to have. You know, 7 or 8 at borderline, but 9 in the early window is that's a lot of football in the early window on a Sunday to follow. So I like it spread out a little bit, like it was this week.
No, I think that's the way to go. I mean, keep people engaged all the way through for folks. Maybe they can get a little bit more of a day before the football window that they're loving is starting, depending on where they are, either before or after a game. And for us, I mean, you only got one set of eyes, Dan. You can only follow so many games with
sure.
great intensity, and eventually you run out of things to throw at the TV when your fantasy guy fails you.
Well, there was some failure in the things that I predicted.
Oh, I've got red marks everywhere.
This past week. But I'm instead, Mike, I'm going to choose to try to look at some of the positive.
No, sure, absolutely.
And some of the positive in entering, you know, we do our 3-point conversions on the previous podcast, try to give you a game where there's going to be a lot of points. I may just pick the Lions for all my points of Palooza going
forward.
How fun are they? Yeah, worked out in week one. I had the Rams and Falcons, which, you know what? I'll take. I know it was kind of a funky game, but Cooper Kupp was doing his thing. There were a lot of points in that game. I'm not sure if you're playing Marcus Mariota or not. I'm not sure if you're, you know, playing Cordarrelle Patterson, but Drake London got in the end zone, saw some action. So there were points in that game. I'll cash in. Cam Akers, I knew he would get more carries. There was a podcast, Mike. I'm not going to name any names. But I even told Ryan Bershinger, our executive producer, I called him in last week. I go, you realize that there's a podcast out there that is saying to cut Cam Akers.
Wow.
And I just, I can't fathom
that's
that.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You may
as
not
well.
Start him, but how do you cut him?
Yeah, and there are guys that you'd pick to play ahead of him, but there's no way. That's just bad fantasy advice. That's really
that's
bad.
That's hot take nonsense. I mean, that's like some of the takes we have, you know, when a guy has a bad game or, I mean, pick any number of things. And I'll say it. It's on our network, on ESPN, whatever. I mean, I know you want to break through the clutter, but some of the stuff that gets attention and clicks is just asinine. And an idea to cut a guy like Akers because of week one,
yes.
missing a block and everybody being a little bit mad, you know, that's just disingenuous.
He ended up having 15 carries, you know, for the Rams, and he out carried Darrell Henderson, who did get into the end zone. Henderson had a better day, but the Cam Akers point was that expect more from him. By the way, just for clarification purposes, I do not listen to other fantasy podcasts. This came up on TikTok. So because I'm all in on TikTok now, like TikTok is great. Like TikTok is awesome. I can see why people love TikTok.
Well, toothless takes coming tomorrow morning.
From what's that?
Toothless takes before I get my tooth surgery.
And they come in 30-second clips. It's amazing.
That's it. It's beautiful.
That's where I saw it, and that's where I saw the clip, and I was like, wait a second here. And I even brought it up. Burst, where did I bring up the clip that I showed you?
On TikTok in your studio.
Correct. Yes, there it was. So I don't want people to think that, hey, you know, I'm cheating on our own podcast. You know, not that there's anything wrong with listening to other podcasts. You can, but that's where I ended up finding it. All right, I'll get us back on track.
No, you're all good, brother. Keep going. Evangelize.
I'm rambling now. I told you to watch out for Derrick Henry. And because there is an early season Derrick Henry, there's enough data on Derrick Henry to tell you that early in the season, he is not the back you want him to be. I know he got into the end zone Monday night, but that's all that he did on Monday night.
Otherwise, he barely fell forward.
Yes, yes. So I felt that I was able to hit on that one. And I'll tell you one that I knocked out of the park, Mike. I told you to sit J.K. Dobbins. It was so good. John Harbaugh listened to me.
He did.
Yeah, he also sat J.K. Dobbins for the game, so he didn't play at all against the Dolphins. But at the time of the pod, there was a possibility that he could be playing. I thought it was too risky. My spidey sense was correct because John Harbaugh didn't play him at all.
No, nicely done. That's a pretty good run. For me, one guy stunk. The other guy stunk, and the third guy, I mean, one guy got booed, your old guy, Russell Wilson.
He was never my guy. He was just the guy on my team. Just
well,
clarification.
No, but that's the point. Is that it seems more and more people just really didn't like him, and we're getting more as it goes. I mean, Pete Carroll's still running around like he's got a Super Bowl trophy for beating him on Monday night in Week 1. But 14 of 31, 219, 1-1, absorbed 3 sacks, got booed. The red zone offense, back-to-back weeks, awful 1 week. You got running backs fumbling this week. You can't figure out how to complete a pass in the red zone, so beat it as it goes. The Bears, and I thought we'd see more of Khalil Herbert, and we did, or Khalil Herbert, as he's sometimes referred to, but he saw 4 carries for 38 yards, including a run of 27. Hey, you ran for 27 yards. Do you get the ball again? Nah. Are you going to pass it? Nah, forget it.
Is it something with the logo? Like, does that, you know, is that what's going on with the Bears? Like, it's just passed on from generation to generation, whoever wears that Bears C on their cap is
the head coach. That seems like where we're heading to. Just amazing. And I don't know, and to segue into my own personal misery of watching that game, and, you know, corresponding with a number of people that work in the Chicago media, I've never seen people clamor for an all-22 more than people were in the moment, because what they were seeing in the press box was absolutely horrifying to them in terms of Justin Fields just not passing the ball.
Sure.
Right? Hey, there's 3 open receivers. Not one, not 2. Pick one. And he would tuck and run or absorb a sack. They went away from Montgomery after that first huge possession, right? They go down, they score the touchdown. It's all fine and good. Fields with a rushing touchdown. Later, there'd be one that was a bit disputed. But we don't need to get into that because my blood pressure is at a decent level right now. But Montgomery disappears for a while.
Sure.
And then he comes back and he's running well. It's like, well, you're doing exactly, you're countering to a degree what Green Bay is. And then I joked both Darnell Mooney and Cole Kmet are wearing the Harry Potter cloaks of invisibility. If you haven't gone down that road yet, Dan, you will eventually in the process. But they're nowhere to be seen.
Combined, 1 catch, -4 yards.
It's just next level stuff. I mean, I don't even know. And then you have the wonderful world of the Carolina Panthers because, well, they are what they are. They lose to the Giants. I've been pretty good with upset picks the first 2 weeks, Dan, but for fantasy purposes, that gets me a whole lot of nothing. Anderson, 5 targets, 3 catches, 32 yards, and a lost fumble that opened the door for the G-men as everybody gets excited. So, yeah, just a rough week, but always excited when some of your top fives come through, especially when they don't appear for a half. I'm looking at you, Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray. There's a time when Kyler Murray would steal goal line touches from Kenyon Drake. I remember that in our history. And I feel like David Montgomery, even if there was value, that you're still going to end up having to deal with Justin Fields if the Bears even get close to scoring, Mike.
Yeah, let's go to the goal line and call a shotgun.
Yes. So, like, those opportunities are going to be few and far between.
Yes, sir.
I will say this. When the NFL schedule came out, and listen, I have nothing to talk about My team has played two quarters of good football this year, and it truly may be the high point of their season. The 2022 Seattle Seahawks team video might also just be the first half of the Denver Broncos game. Like, that's that's what you're going to see next July, because it's going to be the only high point. But when the schedule came out, I thought Texans-Bears was the absolute worst game on the 2022 schedule. But now I think that I have to take some of that back because of what the Texans are doing. The Bears, heck, they've got a win, so I don't think I can really stand by that week three matchup that we've got.
Well, Lovie Smith returns to Chicago. I mean, come on. I called the playing for the tie loser ball. That did not go well with our colleague Bucky Brooks. Because right now, for the Houston Texans, look, I can't be looking ahead to week 16 or 17 what they are. My team fought hard, and in week one, I wouldn't have punted. I just wouldn't have. But as you stand there now, the Jaguars have a win, and they're in first place.
Yes.
Which means you're just knocking on the door.
Hello.
Wow.
We're the Houston Texans. You know, here we are. Heck, the Colts are further down because of the division loss.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Yes, they are.
Hey, Michael Pittman shows how important he is to everything they're doing.
Yeah,
Matt Ryan is washed, but that's a whole other thing.
Has been for a while.
No, but that's it. For fantasy purposes, we've said it for a long time. In terms of actual NFL, I don't care how high he ranks on all these stat padding categories. He's done.
Yes, absolutely. No doubt about it. I find it interesting. On Monday through Saturday, we have this different view of NFL quarterbacks, and then games are played, and people actually realize on how bad some of them are.
Yeah.
You know, like we sit here and we debate, you know, like there are people who are not criticizing, they are giving Tua the credit that he deserves after week two.
Oh, sure. They were innumerable.
Numerous.
I had to argue with Jason Smith on Monday night on our show.
Absolutely. Numerous people who will not give him credit. Did you watch the quarterbacks in the Giants-Panthers game? Did anybody watch? Did you watch what Mike was talking about? What happened on Sunday night with what the Bears have? We are grading on a curve here. We are not doing a standard grading system when you're talking about quarterbacks. Your quarterback may not be an A+, but he may be the 18th or 19th best quarterback in the National Football League, because there are some garbage signal callers going on right now. And I don't mean to disrespect the guys that are playing bad by using the term garbage. We use it in fantasy perspective, Mike, but the play is not high quality.
No.
That's probably the term that I should use if I want to at least be respectful. But there's no way. Like, it's just two different conversations that you have Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday comes around, and everybody wants to, you know, change their opinions or criticize this. But then during the week, Lamar Jackson and Tua Tagovailoa are no good.
No, it's absurd on a number of levels, right? I was waiting, and I'm still waiting for someone to act beyond my barking, and I'm sure you were there with me. But Dallas went out and won that game, right? Cooper Rush did what he needed to. The defense was fantastic against Cincinnati. Cincinnati's offensive line is still trash, and Joe Burrow holds the damn ball too long. I don't care that he got to the Super Bowl last year. I'm looking at it right now. He's playing some miserable football. Tua didn't play great, but you know what? They stayed around, and when the door opened, he made plays. Do I know that he can fit it consistently into a tight window against great coverage right now? No, I don't. But in a game against the Ravens, he came back and he obliterated them. So I've got to give him credit for taking advantage of what a defense gave him. Because isn't that the whole point of quarterbacking? Finding where there's a hole?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what baseball used to be, hit it where they ain't, as opposed to strike out, walk, home run. I mean, it's the same thing here. It's like we're reacting to what we just saw. So, yes, you're not crowning him. You're not building a Hall of Fame bust in Canton, but you got to be realistic about it. The guy's played some pretty good football. They're 2-0.
Yes. Yes.
At least say, hey, the jury's out, but I'm seeing some things I like about the way the offense is structured. Because otherwise, I'm convinced you're not watching a second of tape.
No.
Well, I'm convinced of that anyway. But, I mean, I could do the laundry list. I'll have Bursch do that in post of all the guys that comment on stuff that I'm convinced actually don't watch football.
I truly believe this. Outside of Jalen Hurts, Tua has played better than every NFC quarterback in the first two games of this season.
Yeah.
When you start going down the list and you're figuring it out, you're like NFC West, Stafford, Lance, Murray, Smith. He's played better. NFC South's actually been trash. Brady's not been great at all. Jameis Winston threw three picks. Baker Mayfield's apparently Baker Mayfield. And then there's Marcus Mariota. You look at the NFC North, Kirk Cousins one game, Kirk Cousins another. Proving the point.
Jared Goff's been the best quarterback in that division through 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So when we're talking about that, it's all different conversations.
But I mean, look at the North. 29 points scored by the Bears, 34 points by the Packers, 30 by the Vikings.
Yeah.
And then you got the Lions at 71. Their defense is sieve-like in the secondary, but damn it, they're going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, and it provides great fantasy possibilities for you as well if that defense continues to play like that.
Right, and the NFC, I mean, your medal stand behind Jalen Hurts, wouldn't it be Carson Wentz and Jared Goff now?
Probably, yeah.
Right, probably. Legitimately, if you're ranking what you've seen from the eye test of those offenses right now, which is really scary point to be. That doesn't mean these other teams aren't better, but the quarterback play?
Yeah.
Not better than those three.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You mentioned Carson Wentz. It's one of the two things I want to bring up from week two that I do think the Commanders actually have four guys you can roster that are pass catchers and start in certain weeks. And they've got the Eagles coming up. And I would actually listen. I know what Philadelphia just did to Minnesota and how they did razzle Kirk Cousins. And I understand all of that. But Curtis Samuel has been a guy. You're going to start Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
Jahan Dotson's got some promise. And then you have Logan Thomas as a tight end. And depending on how deep your leagues are, there are actually four commanders that I think that you could roster and maybe have decisions about starting with how they've started the first part of this year.
Yeah, Thomas, 6 receptions on 11 targets for 82 yards and a score. Dotson's become a red zone guy with some explosiveness. 7 catches, 99 yards, already 3 scores on the year. And Samuel's one of the great return players. Hey, remember him way back when. And if he and Wentz have a connection, which they do thus far, completions on 75% of attempts, I mean, I'll take that and run with it.
Yeah, I really like that. Not to make this a former Ohio State wide receiver conversation. Garrett Wilson, though. I mean, the Jamar Chase, the Justin Jefferson, you know, the rookie season wide receiver that bursts. This is, you know, Dotson has popped, as you mentioned, with the 3 touchdowns. I think Wilson really popped in that game against the Browns. And so he's the guy that, you know, there's always a guy in your league that loads up on the young players or rookie players. Garrett Wilson now could come into some consideration in starting for the Jets, as long as Joe Flacco's their quarterback.
Joe Flacco's elite, at least for a short amount of time. Look, he'll at least put the ball up, and that's the one thing. When you look at Wilson through two weeks, you've got 22 targets. Mm-hmm. So he's going to get his opportunities. And that's really all you can ask for. The run game clearly is not up to snuff. The offensive line will scare you at times, but the defense that everybody thought was going to be great isn't quite there, quite obviously. And Joe Flacco, say what you want about him, he's a professional quarterback that isn't afraid to put the ball in space. And for Wilson, the explosiveness, all he needs is a step and he's gone. So
yeah.
Rostered only in about 20% of leagues coming out of week 2. He'll be one of the waiver wire darlings, no question about it.
And they've got the Bengals coming up in week 3, so you could see some points in that one. Looking back at week 2, what struck you, Mike?
Yeah, I think as we go through, I mean, the Detroit Lions really stand out, as we mentioned, offensively. And this was without Jameson Williams and with DeAndre Swift only touching the ball 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things I think to kind of underscore in this as we go through, Dan, is he's a guy that you're going to love when he's available to you, and he's going to be that guy that every week there's going to be a red letter next to his name, and it's going to frustrate the hell out of you.
Sure.
Which means Jamal Williams is a guy that is already owned in a bunch of leagues, but you should check yours just to see, because he's going to have double-digit touches most weeks. Like, there's going to still be some balance, the explosiveness, obviously, to the Swift side of things, but an opportunity knocks. We'll get into more waivers and whatever, but coming out of week 2, you know, concerns about that Denver offense, the number of penalties, now Jerry Jeudy's banged up, that I'm a little nervous that it doesn't click early enough for you to – I didn't believe in it to begin with. Right, I was not a believer that this guy was going to be a savior, and that was before everybody that played with him or around him,
mm-hmm.
anonymously or some of them straight into a microphone, told you how much they didn't like the guy and didn't buy his quote-unquote act, for lack of a better term. But offensively, they look lost, right? The number of penalties, the red zone inefficiencies, you name it, there's just – By time they get it together, your team will be sunk.
You know, it's a very good point, because, you know, it's a topic of conversation that I talked about on my Sunday show on the network, but also plan on talking about as the Russell Wilson conversation continues during the week. Russell Wilson doesn't deserve any leeway for his play right now. Like, everything that you throw at him is fair criticism for what they gave up to get him.
Yes.
For his contract, it's all fair game.
And for the names that are there and the personnel that,
yes,
that they've assembled.
In saying all of that, even Tom Brady and the veteran wide receivers of the Buccaneers and that coaching staff had an acclimation period. We remember that they won the Super Bowl. Like, we remember. But we forget what happened in the first half of that year.
Sure.
Remember, they lost the opener to the Saints at home, and then there was the Saints game where they just chose not to run the ball and were completely dominated. But there were some lumps. They had a good Green Bay game in Brady's first season there, but there were a lot of ups and downs. So if Tom Brady, with that receiving core and that coaching staff not being able to make it work, that's a lot to ask for Denver with a first-year head coach and a quarterback that is not up to Brady's level and the weapons that aren't up to what the Buccaneers have. Yeah, I agree. It's going to take a while in Denver, and it may be too late before it actually pays off.
Yeah, I mean, because you're looking at in the division, and this isn't to get into the straight NFL talk, just from a fantasy perspective, trying to put up numbers, those defenses are better in division. I mean, the Raiders are the Raiders. But the Chargers are going to bring the heat, and against that offensive line, that's going to be something to watch. For sure. Kansas City, I think, is sound and structured, not as explosive as they were. But defensively, they can still cause you problems. Now, the William Gay four-game suspension doesn't help anything for this next month, quite obviously. Denver's a team that I think you're going to take your lumps for a while here. And if you're banking on Russell to carry you, you're going to be looking for another quarterback. Maybe you go down the Garoppolo Highway. But the other team that stands out to me thus far, and unfortunately it has to become an indictment of Matt Canada. I don't know if you saw the JPEG or GIF or whatever was going around, was of a liquor store that was advertising one section of really high alcohol beer to let you tolerate Matt Canada's offense. You've already got a number of players speaking out about it. Hey, we can only do what they call and blah, blah, blah. And obviously Trubisky had opportunities to make plays. He didn't. Najee Harris had a couple of canyons to run through that he missed the read and went behind into a crowd instead of where there was a wide open lane. So that's curious. But right now you've got a bunch of guys, again, citing the Denver scenario, where you got a lot of names that might have been popular in the, I don't know, middle of your draft, most likely, except for Harris, that are virtually unplayable outside of Freiermuth.
I will say this, because you mentioned Jimmy G. Not to just kill Steelers talk, but I do.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Everybody gets a boost now.
Absolutely.
You know, like truly, like, Even if it's Jeff Wilson filling in for the injured Elijah Mitchell, you don't have to worry about a quarterback now stealing any goal line carries.
Right.
And now Brandon Ayuk and George Kittle went healthy, and obviously Deebo Samuel is gonna like it. Maybe he'll have to lean on him for running the ball, so he won't like it as much. But at least when it comes to throwing the football, all those 49ers get a boost with Jimmy G.
But Davis Price is hurt, so more Jeff Wilson. Again, mm-hmm. Probably more Deebo as a runner.
Yep.
Ayuk with a carry and 7 yards. Maybe we see a little bit more of him. But I think to your point, like if you got off to a rough start, and certainly in a lot of leagues, you know, we're seeing more adoption of super flexes or 2QB leagues and things of that nature. You know, Jimmy G coming into the week was somehow only rostered on 5% of rosters. Mm. I know he didn't have a job, but that was imminent.
Yeah.
Right. That seemed to me like as a defensive play, with knowing how many quarterbacks get hurt in the NFL, it's not as stark as it once was, but the opportunity is there. And I feel terrible for Trey Lance, but the reality is next man up. And they already had their guy. This is one of those rare circumstances, and we saw it in Super Bowl odds, and we'll see it in the roster performance, where there's winning ways with Shanahan, right?
Yes.
We know what this duo has done, and they can get back to business as we've seen the last couple years. It's not always going to be sexy, but it's going to be efficient, winning football, and the ground game will be imperative. I'd be curious to see who else rises up to take some carries while Mitchell recovers.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As we wind down the podcast, get Mike on Twitter at Swollen Dome. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. Who are some waiver wire names that you now need to target for success in week 3, short term or maybe even longer, but guys who could still be available in leagues that we need to make sure that they're on your roster.
All right, a couple long term plays are guys returning from injury. Number one, Michael Gallup. Again, you may not trust Cooper Rush. It may be the wait and see. And depending on how deep your benches are, he's only rostered in 27% of leagues right now, Dan. Likewise, Brian Robinson. I know all the negativity. Antonio Gibson barely fell forward. 14 carries, 28 yards. You got your touchdown. But right now, nobody really claiming the spot there. So Robinson, once he's cleared, might be able to jump right back in and take the lion's share of the carries. He's available in about 55% of leagues right now. Carson Wentz, yeah, it's really – he's not playing in the playoffs or playing for a playoff spot yet. So I can trust him here. About 50% owned, already 650 yards and 7 touchdowns. We talked about all the wide receivers. Well, someone's throwing them the ball. You got Mostert in Miami. Looks like he's at least going to split stuff with Chase Edmonds for a while. So there's some targets and touches to be had there. We've covered a lot of other would-be heroes throughout the podcast.
I'll give you a couple names.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll give you a couple. Noah Brown in Dallas.
Yeah.
You know, to your point about like Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush he's been fine. He was fine against Cincinnati, and he actually connected on all of the targets to Noah Brown, including one in the end zone.
Sure.
CeeDee Lamb had a you know bigger uptick, but it was Noah Brown who ends up you know catching the touchdown pass. And then in New England, I will readily admit that I was wrong on Devontae Parker's role because Mac Jones really just relies a lot on Nelson Aguilar and Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, I figured Myers would see a target count. Aguilar is a bit of a surprise for me, and I'm with you. I really thought Devontae Parker would be a difference maker for them
yeah.
and not just running wind sprints.
Because those other guys were there, and I'm like, okay, well, Devontae Parker had that, you know, a couple of seasons ago, emerged in Miami, then had some nagging injuries. But those guys that I mentioned in New England, if they are available, may be worth checking out, because New England's not going to throw the ball around a lot, but when they do throw the ball, they've been throwing it to those guys. Jacoby Myers rostered in one of my leagues, about 60%. So it could still be available if you're one of the 40% where he's not. Maybe you want to go out and grab him after that 9-catch performance.
There you go. I got two last guys for you, Dan.
All right.
Because James Conner, we have no idea how long he's out. They're saying it shouldn't be much in Arizona, but Darrell Williams, 8 for 59, looks like he'll have a bigger role here. He and Eno Benjamin. We like saying Eno Benjamin just because it's a cool name. But we talked about him a bunch with the fun bunch that is becoming the Detroit Lions. Jared Goff in Yahoo leagues right now is only owned in 23% of leagues.
Hmm. Interesting.
So 6 touchdowns, 1 interception.
So you're saying I should drop Matt Ryan for Jared Goff?
I think you should run to your computer right now.
I didn't believe in Matt Ryan, but I tried to look for a bye week advantage
for a
quarterback, and so he ended up being the guy. That is going to change. That is going to change for sure. All right. Talk some Steelers, talk some Browns. Let's wrap up with our 3-point conversion. I just wanted to make the point, as someone who sits with you in the camp of 0-2, things are all right. Things are going to be okay. Remember, with the extra game in the NFL regular season, the fantasy season can go on a little bit longer. If you win in week 3, all of a sudden you're 1-2, and then you win in week 4 and you're 2-2. So don't be sad if you're 0-2 like I may be in one of my leagues. We all got to stick together, and we know that 2 weeks from now, we could be on the other side looking up and maybe headed towards a playoff run. So do not get discouraged if it's a slow start. I'll also say, and I'm so glad that Brandon tweeted in asking for advice. We love it when you guys do. And listen, when we give you advice, we're pulling for you to win. So,
absolutely.
So we want you to win. But I can't help it. You know, if we give you 25 points, you know what? I'm glad that you were able to cash in. Hopefully we didn't ruin any lineups for any advice. But I'll tell you what, we're never against you. We're always pulling for you. And speaking of pulling, I think Thursday night Steelers Browns is going to be like pulling teeth.
Yes.
It is going to be.
38.5 is the over-under, Dan.
Oh, my goodness.
38.5. Oh, no Jadeveon Clowney for this one.
I may purposely not be able to get up my Amazon Prime stream. It just may. You know, that's a rough one. My wife goes, look, we got this Amazon Magnet Thursday night football schedule. She put it on the fridge, and I looked, and I'm like, uh-oh. We got a Dolphins-Bengals game, I think, coming up in week 4. But there are some rough ones on that Amazon schedule, and it kind of starts, I think, with things on this Thursday night.
2022 version of the old Jaguars-Titans battles that we lamented here. Except it's an AFC North Donnybrook. Yeah, it's tough. Like I said, Freiermuth and Najee Harris, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt in a flex role, and a lot of watching.
And for those that are new to the podcast, the NFL at one point required that every NFL team be featured in a primetime game.
Yeah.
And this was when there was no Thursday night. It was just a Sunday or Monday. It kind of had a Thursday win. Was it half the season, Mike?
Yes.
And so what would happen is they would just take the Jaguars and Titans and be like, well, let's just kill two birds with one stone. And
yes.
So then they're like, get that game out of the way. And that would be like the Thursday night game for half the season in like week 11. Like, it was a yearly tradition where those two teams would play. And then you're like, you never have to see them again. But a while ago, that was the case. Now there's so many primetime games, everybody's at least appearing once. So,
yeah, I always joke that the Thursday games had the feel of college football. The regionality. Here's
yes.
The block that's really going to watch it. And then you've got the gamblers and fantasy folks kind of checking in, but not necessarily committing to 3.5 hours of their lives.
Yes. It was, oh man, it does have that. It does have that feel. This is, Pittsburgh Cleveland is, gosh, I don't even know the college football equivalent. It may be Michigan State. Actually, maybe it's apropos.
Spotty. Well, given the effort they put forth this
week. Yeah,
this
that's week. What I thought. I'm like, yeah. Maybe it is a better. Maybe it's is it like a Michigan State Iowa game, or is that giving too much credit since the Iowa colors and the Steelers colors? You
no,
know?
That works. Yeah. That and the Iowa game, it literally was 7 hours long on Saturday, and it felt. Yes. When watching them play is generally making you feel every minute of it. And right now, the Steelers' offense is doing that as well.
Hayden Fry modeled the Iowa Hawkeyes after their uniforms after the Steelers.
Legendary Hayden Fry. Yeah. I used to see him at the old East-West Shrine Game practices on the Stanford campus when I was living up there for a couple of years. And you could literally walk to the field, Dan. And it would be me standing there with Hayden Fry, Jerry Jones, Brent Jones, and whatever luminate. Wade Phillips walks over and introduces himself. I'm like, yeah, what do you – well, I work at Yahoo. I'm behind the scenes for their sports, but I live over there, so I'm just walking home. And there's Tom Brady 10 feet from me. Crazy times all those way back. Hey, one thing, we talked about the Bears and Texans. Well, both teams should be able to run the ball because, well, neither team could stop the run. So, Damian Pierce owners, here's your shot. And the Bears, well, they don't like to throw the ball. The downfield pass has once again been outlawed. So more Montgomery and then Herbert if you're in desperation mode. We talked about Jimmy G. Everybody gets an uptick. Light a few candles. Maybe George Kittle can get himself cleared. But in the interim, you know you're going to get some more of Brandon Ayuk, and you'll see his value rise. He might be one of those guys where this is the last week you could trade for him for a bucket of balls. And finally, St. Brown. Yeah, that's right. I'm canonizing him already. 8 straight games with at least 8 catches. You want to talk about fantasy gold? He was drafted in most leagues as a third wide receiver. He may finish top 3 before this is all done, Dan. Off you the know, arm of Jared Goff.
You know that St. Brown is the made up, like they just added the Saint.
That's
you
okay.
know that? Like that was – it was a whole real sports thing. You know, John Brown, their dad, the bodybuilder, wanted like – there was this whole thing where he added Saint to their name so it would like stand out. But their last name isn't Saint Brown. I don't know.
Well, it is
Saint
now.
Browns. Yes, but hey, it's worked. And so –
Well, it's also worked for Equanimeous.
Yeah. It absolutely has.
Now, if only Justin Fields would throw him the ball with some regularity. I can show you 3 stills of plays where he was standing there doing jumping jacks, waiting for the ball to come his way against the Packers.
Oh, man.
As well as like 15 other things the officials screwed up in that game. But, again, my blood pressure is important to keep at a good level.
Oh, it was so heck, the St. Browns have got like the NFC North.
Yeah, right now.
You know, it's, yeah. And for a while, Equanimeous was with Green Bay.
That's right. See, so, making the tour.
Yes. Oh, good stuff. So, all right. That is your I Want Your Flex podcast. A lot of junk we threw in with a lot of information as well. Not junk, but just stuff going off on a little tangents here and there and everywhere. So we're going to wrap this baby up. For our executive producer, Ryan Bershinger, and Mike Harmon, get Ryan on Twitter at Ryan Bershinger. Get Mike Harmon on Twitter at Swollen Dome. I'm Dan Beyer. Find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. We will talk to you next time. Keep me ready for week 3 of the NFL season.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.